is Find Your Dream Job, the podcast that helps you get hired, find the career you want, and make a difference in life. I'm Mac Pritchard, founder and publisher of MaxList. To get your dream job, you need clear goals, great skills, and a good network. You also have to know how to look for work. One of the best ways to get good at job hunting is to talk to people who do it well. That's why once a month on our show, I interview a MaxList reader who found a job they love. Our guest shares how they did it and offers their best job search tips. Our guest today is Doug Wells. He's a director of organizational development with the Boys and Girls Clubs of America, headquartered in Atlanta. A job search takes patience and time. Before you find your next opportunity, you may meet dozens and dozens of people for informational interviews. Our guest today knows all about this. Doug Wells spent more than 6 months networking with people in his field. He also worked hard to strike a balance between staying focused and being open to new opportunities. In an article you can find on the MaxList website, Doug says his aggressive networking and unrelenting focus helped him find his dream job. Doug, thanks for being in the MaxList studio today in Portland.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Well, welcome to the show. Now, you're a director of organizational development with Boys and Girls Clubs of America. That's headquartered in Atlanta. Why do you love your job, Doug?
You know, I think, as I said in the article, who wouldn't love a job where I can affect change for kids across the country? Boys and Girls Club is about 160 years old, and we serve about 560,000 kids every single day in this country. And I love the ability to work with diverse organizations across – I work in organizations across five states in the West and just help them to do their work better and to serve kids better and to make a difference. So it taps into a wide variety of things that I have skills in, and I love the fact that at the end of the day it's helping kids be more successful.
That's terrific. And I know you've been in the position now for more than a year. You've touched on this, but tell us more. Why is this a good fit for you?
Sure. So a lot of my career has been at the executive level, often in finance operations, and actually I serve on a number of boards as well. So sort of across the whole nonprofit executive suite, this has allowed me to work with organizations, work with CEOs or executive directors, work with boards and board chairs, senior leadership in clubs. And when I say club, in the BGCA or the Boys and Girls Club of America vernacular is a separate organization chartered by Boys and Girls Club to do the work with kids. They each have their own CEO. They each have their own board. And I get to work with them, come in, assess where they are as an organization alongside them, help create plans and strategies. And it might be everything from personnel to fundraising to board development, strategic development. So I love the fact that I can use a sort of a broad range of skills to help them do their work better.
Well, let's talk about your job search. What made the biggest difference in your success?
Without a doubt, it's networking. I spent a number of months just really, and I think I use the word relentlessly, networking. I talked to every person I knew, from board members to colleagues in the field to colleagues out of the field, private sector, nonprofit sector. I tried to not limit myself, actually, and just be open to what was out there. So I started by just having lots of coffees. I drank more coffee than you can imagine in that 6 months. I asked them for feedback on my resume. I didn't ask them for jobs necessarily. I just asked them to talk. What do they know? Who do they know? What do they think about what I'm looking for? What do they think about my strengths and weaknesses? And people, love to be asked, and most of them are really honest and gave me good feedback and helped me sort of hone my story, hone my resume, and eventually led me to a great job, which I love.
Now, some people struggle with finding people to contact for informational interviews. How did you pick the people you approached, and were you worried they might say no?
I would say, to answer your second question first, I approached it, I think, more confidently and didn't worry that they'd say no. Or if they did, that was fine, because I have a lot of I've lived in Portland for about 23, 24 years. I just know a lot of people in the sector and in the city. And I just was happy to chat with them and not have any expectations beyond that. And I sort of set the stage first, like, I'm not asking you for anything. I'm not asking you to give me a job or do something magical for me. It was all about just giving me feedback and listening to me and telling me what they thought about how I might pursue things. I talk to people in the private sector, at waste management. I talk to people at the city level, you know, government folks. I talk to people in lots of nonprofit folks, and just left myself open to whatever path I might take.
Did you have a strategy that drove this? Because obviously, you're farther along in your career. There were probably hundreds, maybe even several thousand people you could potentially have reached out to. You didn't do that. You brought a focus, I think, to your search. How did you pick that focus? How did you choose who to contact?
I think that was a nice way of saying I look old, but thank you.
I think you're younger than me.
I don't know. Well, thank you. You know, I started out with people who I think of as connectors and influencers. It might be I worked at an organization in town, and our board had, you know, just a very strong board of directors who I like to think thought highly of me. So I started with them, and I started with other people at other organizations who knew me and I've worked for or with. And I asked them for feedback, and I asked them to introduce me to people. You know, who are your friends that run companies, or your friends who are on other boards, or just are experienced in this community and are connectors? I think that's the name I would go back to over and again is the word connector. Like, people who are, you know, they don't have to be wealthy or anything else. It has to be that they know people and they have ties into the community.
What didn't work in your job search, Doug?
You know, what I learned quickly was strengths become weaknesses. And one of my strengths is a broad base of skills and a sort of a wide-ranging – I was interested in everything, like I said, sort of from waste management to the nonprofit sector. What I learned was I needed to focus a little bit more. That was a nice place to start. But to actually accomplish, to find a job that I wanted, I needed to be more clear with myself and when I talked to people about what it was I was looking for. And it didn't work at the beginning when I was so broad-based and unfocused that people were struggled to, you know, like, how can I help you when you don't even know what you want? So I think that helped me to start honing my narrative, to start like literally changing words on my resume that helped prospective people know what I was looking for and what I was good at. And I think that really led to a better set of options for me.
How did you find out about your current job?
It was through networking. An old friend of mine who I hadn't even thought about, who she actually works for Boys and Girls Club of America, lives in Atlanta. I was just sort of going through my what we used to call a Rolodex, which is now my iPhone. But I was just going through the list of people, and I just started sending notes to people out of town saying, hey, if you've heard of anything, or if you know me, like if you think of anything, I would love to talk to you. And she responded almost immediately saying, hey, here's this job. It seems like it'd be a good fit for you. I don't know. Why don't you take a look? If it looks good to you, I'll introduce you to the hiring manager, who's a good friend of mine. And, you know, from there, it was on me. I mean, she opened the door for me, which is often half the battle or more. But then I sort of took it from there, and it was a wonderful fit for my skill set and what was interesting to me.
And was this a position that was posted on a website or a job board, or was it being filled by word of mouth?
Boys and Girls Club of America has a pretty extensive internal job board or on their website, but I didn't see it anywhere else, to be honest with you. Possibly if I was in Atlanta or someplace else, I might have seen it, but this really came directly from her. I had no – I had watched job boards. I mean, I went to MaxList all the time, other national job boards and clearinghouses, but, you know, I had not seen this job listed anywhere. So this was really something I learned about from an internal person.
Okay, so you didn't have a direct connection to the organization. You hadn't given them money. It was just through your networking that you found out about this opportunity.
Correct.
Good. Well, when you reflect on your own job search, Doug, what's your number one tip for somebody who's looking for the right job with their skill set and experience?
Sure. I think it's, I like to think in life, you know, it's, everything's about balance. So it's about being patient dream jobs, if you will, don't happen overnight. They might, but most likely they don't. So it means patience, but also being relentless with your search, being willing to have coffee after coffee, with having conversation after conversation, to being vulnerable to feedback. Because sometimes people say things that you're like, I didn't think that about me, or I don't even agree with you. But that's fine. That's all information to go in the hopper. So I think it's finding a balance between being patient with your process, looking at lots of options, and just being relentless and going for what, something that feels good.
Yeah, it just sounds like the perfect fit for you. I mean, you get to continue to live here in Portland, but you're doing national work, so you're affecting people all over the country.
Yeah. And I had I had an idea apart from the actual job that some travel sounded good in my life, just from some personal things that were going on. And this job is a lot of travel, and I would say that's challenging. I mean, as fun as travel sounds and is, to an extent, I travel 75 to 90% of the time, which is a lot. It's a lot of time to be in the Hilton Garden Inn or in the Alaska Airlines. But I love it, and I love what I'm doing, and I love that it's different every single day, which appeals to me. I don't thrive in an environment where I'm doing the same thing every single day. So this is a great job for that. It was a bit of a risk too. It was new territory. I was getting out of my comfort zone, and that felt good as well for where I am in life.
Right. Well, congratulations on finding your dream job, Doug, and thanks for sharing your story today.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You can learn more about Doug's job search by visiting maxlist.org/stories, and check out the MaxList website for dozens of other success stories like Doug's. Every Friday, we add a new interview with a MaxList reader who has found their dream job. Just go to maxlist.org/stories. And thank you, our listeners, for downloading today's bonus episode of Find Your Dream Job.